Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
They're hearing a constant refrain from Todd Blanche, the former president's attorney, which is Cohen the liar, Cohen the liar, Cohen the liar.
Trump's denied the charges against him. The case will likely be in the hands of the 12-person jury tomorrow. I'm Matt Piper in New York. Now with more CBS News, here's Monica Ricks.
Democrats plan to formally nominate President Biden and Vice President Harris as the party's 2024 ticket through a virtual roll call ahead of its convention in August. The move will allow Biden to appear on the November ballot in Ohio. Deadly airstrikes in Rafah continue to raise questions now about whether Israel has crossed a so-called red line.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the airstrike, which killed two Hamas operatives and at least 45 other people, was tragic.
Every single loss of innocent life is tragic, and every single loss of innocent life should be prevented as much as possible.
But did this operation cross that red line cited often by President Biden? No, says Kirby.
We don't want to see a major ground operation. We haven't seen that at this point.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The man convicted of violently attacking Nancy Pelosi's husband has been resentenced in California. KCBS reporter Mike DeWalt.
Speaking softly from prepared notes, holding back tears, voice trembling, David DePap says he never meant to hurt Paul Pelosi, apologizing for the attack, saying he should have left the Pelosi home when he realized then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wasn't there. He vowed never to commit a violent act again. Ultimately, it didn't sway Judge Jacqueline Scott Corley, who said the severity of the crime required a deterrent, handing down the same 30-year sentence.
Dallas County says it could take a while to restore power to more than a million customers following deadly weekend storms. Judge Clay Lewis Jenkins.
The extent of the damage and the number of customers affected is unusual. I've been doing this for 14 years, and I don't remember ever having a multi-day event quite like this one.
At least 25 people have died in storms in seven states. And a beloved director has died. CBS's Allison Keyes has that story.
Albert Ruddy's The Godfather won the Oscar for Best Picture in 1973, but the beloved and oft-quoted movie was just one among more than 30 films he produced. The Canadian-born Ruddy also won an Oscar for Million Dollar Baby starring Clint Eastwood.
He was 94 years old. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 200 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by Lee's Deli, serving Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Kenosha Police Department is hosting a free scam and fraud prevention event tonight. It starts at 6:30 inside the Forest Park Elementary cafeteria and covers current scams and identity theft. About 300 people at BRP in Racine County are out of a job. The boat manufacturer has laid off staff at its Sturtevant facility. The Racine Recall Committee, committed to getting rid of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, says they have enough signatures to submit a second recall petition. Milwaukee's Lakefront Brewing is looking to buy Kenosha's public craft brewery. Operations are expected to continue in downtown Kenosha. The 2024 Racine Harbor Market kicks off its third season on Thursday. It starts at 4. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Return of Craig Counsell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Counsell holds the Brewers Club record for most career wins as a manager, but when he returned to AmFam Field wearing a Cubs uniform, he got nothing but boos. Counsell asked if he watched the brief tribute video in his honor on the scoreboard.
I didn't see much of the video. I don't know. It wasn't on very long. Yeah, I mean, it's like I said before the game. I mean, I think, you know, the fans are here to enjoy a day, enjoy a baseball game. They get to do what they want, and hopefully they had a good time.
The Cubs losing 5-1 to the Brewers, thanks to a clutch three-run homer by Willie Adames in the eighth, and Robert Gasser pitching another beauty, six scoreless innings. The two teams play again tonight. The Brewers now with a 4.5 game lead over Chicago in the NL Central.
You know, guys, it's the third of the season, so we got a long way to go. This is a nice win, and, you know, we got a long way to go.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
WRJN Weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then mostly clear and a low near 50 tonight. Mostly sunny for tomorrow and also Thursday. High temps into the low 60s. It warms up a little more Friday with sunshine near 70 degrees with rain chances from Friday night into the weekend. It's 60 right now.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. It's the Beatles and 8 days a week. Well, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to catch up with an old friend of ours. Keep it here on WRJN.
Come walking now. Radio Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits.
child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. The other day, I ran into Jessica McPhail. You remember her as the former executive director of the Racine Public Library, and I thought it'd be nice to catch up with her a little bit. So, Jessica, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, what have you been up to since you left the library? When did you leave the library?
My retirement was in July of 2020.
Oh, boy, that was right in the middle of COVID.
The library was closed.
Mm.
It was really very tough. We had rules we had to follow, laws we had to follow, but we managed and we had a routine by the time I retired.
Yeah, and if it must have been, I don't know if depressing is the right word, but it must have been a little sad to end on that kind of note.
It was very disconcerting, that's for sure.
Yeah, so what have you been up to since?
Well, last Saturday I went to Spring Green, Wisconsin for the 27th annual Bob Fest.
Yeah,
you were
telling me about this, just all sorts of different bands and musicians all playing Bob Dylan music.
It was great fun. Everybody was so different. Everybody was out in their camp chairs with, you know, food and family. But the funnest thing I thought was I heard a reggae version of Mr. Tambourine Man. It was great.
Well, isn't it nice to be able to spend time and do things like that, to have the time to do that? You know, I work so many hours, I don't have time to go and do all that stuff, it seems.
You need to retire.
Oh, well, you need to talk to somebody you need to talk to somebody on my behalf, I guess, then. Hey, can you hang out for a few minutes?
Sure, thank you.
All right, hang on just a second. We'll talk more with Jessica McPhail coming up in the next half hour. It's Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Make Racine Civic Center your choice to host your next event. From historic Memorial Hall and its many unique rooms, to Festival Hall and its unmatched view of Racine's Harbor, to Rotary Park adjacent to the harbor for outdoor events, no event is too big or too small for our staff of event professionals. Let us host your wedding, quinceanera, corporate event or trade show or festival, or bring us an idea for something new. See all Racine Civic Center has to offer and arrange a tour at festivalpark.com.
Daring, dark, and deliriously entertaining, Cabaret continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. In 1929 Berlin, the fantastical world of the Kit Kat Club is an escape from the grim reality creeping in outside of its walls. Cliff, an American writer, is swept up by the club and the one and only Sally Bowles. As the year unfolds, the beautiful facade cracks as an evil power grows. Will love, loyalty, and humanity have a chance? Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Lanes on 20 in Racine. Knock down those pins, then experience a taste of victory inside Angry Brothers Pub with ice-cold drinks, delicious bites, and an atmosphere to make your night a grand slam. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, head on down to the Lanes on 20. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue. Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. I'm glad you're listening to us, but remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network. You can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Just download the app at civicmedia.us. We'll be right back.
Masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. True, that your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
News and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Tell a friend.
This report is sponsored by Happy Eight Collectibles, the treasure trove of toys, comics, and more at Gurney Mills. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Supporters of Donald Trump say they have enough signatures to force a recall election of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. That's after their first attempt came up short. Petition circulators say they have more than 8,000 signatures from voters in the district where Voss was elected in 2022. Voss has 10 days to challenge the signatures. Federal transportation leaders say they're looking into adding more new passenger train service in Wisconsin. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says people in Wisconsin want to take the train.
There's no reason why Americans should settle for less in terms of our quality and reliability of passenger rail compared to any other country. That's what this is really about.
Buttigieg speaking with WYSN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 16-year-old from Kenosha is charged in connection to two high-speed car chases. In one instance, Sonny Patel, who's in adult court, is accused of hitting speeds of over 100 miles an hour behind the wheel of a Tesla. He's pleaded not guilty to all four felonies related to what happened back in April. The teen is a student at Indian Trail. If you want more trains running out of Kenosha, Metra has a survey up. The commuter rail service based in Chicago is conducting a survey to gather feedback from riders about their current travel patterns and future preferences. The survey remains open until June 19th. There have been recent schedule changes, adding more trains and enhanced weekend service in and out of the Kenosha station. 298 Racine County employees of BRP Inc. are out of work. The layoffs at the Sturtevant plant include positions like assemblers and material handlers. The boat makers cited softening consumer demand and the overall boat industry slowdown as reasons for the layoffs. The group looking to get rid of Robin Voss claims to have gathered over 8,000 signatures in another recall petition. The Recall Voss Committee says the signatures are from the 63rd Assembly District and surpass the required number of signatures needed to trigger a recall election. The initial recall effort failed after organizers fell short of the necessary signatures. The Racine County representative has until June 7th to file a challenge. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then mostly clear and a low near 50 tonight. Mostly sunny for tomorrow and also Thursday. High temps into the low 60s. It warms up a little more Friday with sunshine near 70 degrees, with rain chances from Friday night into the weekend. Currently at 62 degrees.
Yeah.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hints are back on WRJN. Our goal is to be Racine's source for all things local, so if your nonprofit group is holding an event and you think everyone should know about it, email us, info@wrjn.com.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, when her wrist can't stand her cause she walks, looks surprised like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Please tell the phone, don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
News. Timeless hits are back on WRJN. Tell a friend. Well, we're going to continue our conversation with Jessica McPhail, the former Racine Public Library Executive Director. She had an honor bestowed upon her. We'll find out about it coming up in just a couple of minutes here on WRJN.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home
was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, let him scare. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
Bye.
and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I've been chatting with Jessica McPhail a little bit here this afternoon. She is the former executive director. Did I get that right? Executive director?
Yes, that's correct.
Of the Racine Public Library. And you actually, since your retirement, you've got, I don't know, a little bit of honor bestowed on your behalf at the Racine Public Library.
It was so amazing. The library board really surprised me. When I announced my retirement, they said, well, we're going to do something special for you. We're going to build a recording studio, a podcast studio, and name it after you. I was blown away. And that's open now. It's so great. You don't need a library card. It's free. You can book it in 2-hour increments. It's very small, though. It only holds about 2 people. So it's a true studio.
You know, I poked my head in there one day. It's really not that small. You, 2-3 people you could probably fit in there, but it's got everything you need. It's got the computer, it's got the microphones, it's got the mixer. There's even what's called a whisper room, which if you want to play an instrument and you don't want to bother the people around you, you go in the whisper room and it's real quiet in there, so you can record from there. It's fabulous.
It really is great. But when you hear the word studio, you think, oh gosh, I could bring my band in. Well, no.
Yeah, I think it's designed primarily for podcasts, but I could do my show from there one day. We should pop over there one day and do the show from over there.
That would be great fun.
Well, that must be a terrific honor for you. And it just opened, what, in the last year or so?
Just in the last couple of months. Oh, and okay. It's a great honor for me. But for the community, it's a tremendous resource. I'm really proud of that.
Yeah, the library has really done a lot of nice things in the last few years with the remodel. And there's all sort. You can not just check out books and, you know, DVDs and stuff. You can check out seeds to plant in your garden. There's all sorts of things there.
Yes, that's true. You can also bring your 2-year-old grandchildren there. They have a great time in the children's room.
Are you talking from experience here?
Yes, I have 3 of them, actually. Well, one has turned 3, but otherwise I've got a 2-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 3-year-old grandchild. It's such fun.
Well, it sure is nice to catch up with you a little bit, and congratulations on the honor with the podcast studio over there at the library, and enjoy your retirement.
Thank you so much, and thank you for playing my favorite music.
Absolutely. Jessica McPhail, former executive director of the Racine Public Library. Nice to catch up. Thanks.
Thank you.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. Of course, we'll follow the Bucks through the playoffs and bring you Badgers and Packers when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Explore a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between at Happy 8 Collectibles, where every shelf tells a story. Whether you're a seasoned collector or just starting your journey, they've got you covered. Vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and so much more. Their collection is ever-changing, so stay updated by following Happy 8 Collectibles on social media. And check out their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall in Greendale and near Entrance G at Gurney Mills Mall in Gurney, Illinois. Happy 8 Collectibles. We collect everything.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety, with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's big deals at WRJN.com.
Suit up for the $800,000 sports car series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Busted Pencils is sponsored by Racine Youth Sports. Come join the fun at the Racine Youth Sports Pop-Up Beer Garden on June 27th through the 30th at Smolensky Park in Mount Pleasant.
WRJN.
Young girl, get out of my mind. The secret of your youth. You led me to believe your only love, to give me love. And now it hurts to know the truth. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl. Beneath your perfume and makeup, you're just a baby in disguise. Sure, she wonders where you are.